Okay, so we are on the bottom of Samech Vav Amud Beis, all the way at the bottom. I'll just tell a story about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was, you know, running through the streets and he saw the daughter of Nachdimon ben Gurion, who was picking through the dung of an animal to find something to eat. And he noticed, you know, that when we do a Tanoh Shemakom, so we're doing amazing, we're the highest of the high, and when we're doing bad, we are like so low that we even are below the animals of the Umos Olam. So, fine. So, but the point is that there's an assumption that we were low Asa, it's Tanoh Shemakom, right? It's something we didn't do right. And so the Gemara says, well, wait a second, V'naktim ben Gurion lo avet tzedakah. What are you going to tell me that Nachdim ben Gurion didn't give tzedakah, really? Is that true? So, v'hatanya amro lav Nachdim ben Gurion kishahay yotzin beisal beis hamedrash kali milos hayu matzien tachtav ubayin aniyin umakpil nosom yachrav osom yachrav. That there was like, they would put these, roll out the red carpet for him. And people would, he'd walk on this like fancy thing. And then people would come take it, and they'd be able to, take it home for themselves. That was nice. You know, he would clearly give tzedakah to a certain extent. So it says Gemara, Yibai Seimba, Echavodah Hudavet. So one possibility is, he did, but that was really for himself. It wasn't to give it away. It was because he wanted it for himself. Yibai Seimba, Kedibai Lei Limebar Lo Avod. Yeah, he did give tzedakah, but of course, not enough. Kedamri Inchi Lefum Gamla Shichna. As they were used to lefum tzara agra, right? According to we usually say that's lefum that we usually use to, right? According to the pain is the reward, but this is different. Lefum gamla shichna means that according to Rashi says lefum gamla shichna lefi koach hagamal yat inuhu masa, right? That Hashem basically gives us a load that we're able to carry. Right? Depends on who you are. You're given a certain load depending on what you're able to manage. So the point being that there is a expectation that if I have a certain amount of money, so whatever I am, that's the weight that I carry, and then I have a certain responsibility. It's very a little scary to hear, but it makes sense, right? That he gave tzedakah, but he didn't give enough, right? Because Hashem had given him so much, he was expected to give more, apparently. Okay. So Tana Amar Belazar Rabbi Tzadok Ereb Ben Nechama Im Lo Reisiha Shahaisam Laketes Seorim Mibein Talfei Susin Ba'ako. So Rabbi Tzadok says, I will see Nechama, right? If I didn't see that she was collecting barley from, again, the dung of horses in Akko. Meaning, the point is that this is like one of these like euphemisms. Like, I would see Nechama. He's saying, I feel like I need Nechama, right? He's basically saying, like, it's so terrible, right? That I'm seeing this woman, collecting this, it's collecting food in this terrible way. Because I'd say about the pasuk, mikrozet. Mikrozet, imlo tedilacha hayafa ben Hashem, imlo tedilach hayafa ben Hashem, tzeilach v'ikvi atzon uriyes kediosayich. So, and we see, like, if you didn't, the drash here is if it's a pasuk of shir shir, and then if you don't know, I mean, if you don't know the ribono shel, you're not paying attention, Rashi says, imlo titni leiv kenesis Yisrael, lishmor es haTorah. Right, if you're not going to listen, Klal Yisrael, to keep the Torah, what's going to happen? See, Ilach, you're going to go out now. Right, Sovcha Latzeis Beikvei Hatzon. Right, with the hooves of sheep. V'liros es Gedi Osayich. So the simple pshat is you're going to go out and you're going to shepherd. But no, it's not Gedi Osayich, but rather Gedi Osayich. You're going to go out and you're going to have to just sustain your body. Right, by what? With its own. Meaning you're going to have to go to the ikvi atzon, you're going to have to go to the things that the animals stomp on, namely their, excrement. And that's how you're going to have to find your food. Right? You're going to support your body with this. So that's basically what Beloz is just started saying. That's how, I give a drasha to explain this, like, terrible state of Klal Yisrael from this pasuk. Fine. Okay. So now we're going to be back to this question of how we measure and how we, estimate the values here of things that are given to women when they get married. So Amrav Shim Bar Abba, Amrav Yochanan, Hichnisa lo zahav shamin oso verehu kishavo.
So if
the woman comes into her marriage and she brings gold, Right? And Rashi says, Zahav chatichos zahav. That's what it means. Bars of gold, but pieces of gold. Right? So it's not coins, but it's pieces of gold. So what happens? Harehu kishavyo, Rashi says, lo yosef shlish v'lo yifchos chomesh. But the thing we've been talking about every time is that when she brings something into the marriage, so it's always estimated at a certain value. Maybe it was inflated, right? Either it was inflated when she originally brings it in, and therefore we have to detract from the value when we talk about how much the man's going to be chayav to pay back, or that he's going to, it's something that he would use, and therefore he has to actually overinflate the amount he has to pay back a higher level because it's something that's used to being used. But zahav, pieces of gold, presumably people don't use, right? They hide in their house, whatever. So that it's not something that people typically use. So since it's a piece of gold, you just get the value of that of the gold, and that's it. You don't have to add, you don't have to take away. You just treat it as is. Okay. And now that's going to be, so this is going to be a problem. What's the problem? Mesive. Hazav harehu kakelim. Right? So it's a problem because we have another tenet that says that zav is like kelim. It's like, things that are, utensils that are used. So my lav kakelim shakesef te pachzei. Right? So when you say zav is like kelim, what do you mean it's like kelim? You mean it's like kelim of silver that get used and they get worn down and they lose their value over time. So the answer. So how can you say that zav and the pieces of gold are just what's the right word for what you say about determine how much value it is?
Praised.
Thank you. So how can you? We're going to say it a million times. So I'm going to say it. Thank you. So how can you say that gold is just appraised at its own value? Right. Have we said zahavs like kalim and kalim of kasef are used, right? Silver kalim are used. And so anything that's used eventually, over time it loses its value. So how can you say that zahav is, appraised just at its regular value? So says Gemara, no, I'll tell you why. Lo kik kalim shal zahav. Lo kik kalim shal zahav. The lo pach say, no, what it means is it doesn't mean kalim of gold. It means kalim of silver. It means kalim of gold, right? Which aren't used anyways. It just means that like kalim, it doesn't matter if it's bars or kalim, either way, no one uses it. It's gold. So it's going to be, kept unused. And that's why it's appraised at its regular value. Fine. Okay. Im kain, ki kalav mi ba'alei. That's true. The language should be, zahav is like kalav, right? It's like, it doesn't matter if it's in bars or if it's in kalim, it's going to be the same because it's all made out of the same items. It's made of the same, the same thing. So if that's true, that's what it should say. That it should use that language. Ve'od. And I'll have to tell you another problem that we're still left with this language of zav kekelim. Again, if you're telling me that zav is appraised at its own, you just keep it at whatever its regular appraised value is, another problem. And that's the following price. And we're going to spend the rest of this daf, this amud at least, talking about this price. Ve'otanya zav, ve'otanya zav harehu kekelim, dinore zav harehen kiksafim. Right, that zav is like kalim, and dinare zav, right? Coins of gold are like ksafim. Okay, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer b'makom shenagu shelo leportan shaminosan varehin b'shavehin. And so Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, well, it depends what we're talking about, right? If you're where we are, and if you're a place where they don't usually use it in the same way, right? You're in a place where they don't typically. Rashi says. We'll look at Rashi for a couple of things here. So Rashi says, "Zav harei kekelim." Zav shavur harei hu kekelim. Right. The simple pshat was that gold that's not used as a kli. Right. It's the same as a kli made out of zav. Right. Mefarash also my kelim. We're going to explain what that means. But continuing Rashi is dinare zav. And what are dinare zav? Shehein tevuin. Right. They've been turned into coins. Harein kiksafim lo hosif shlish. Right. There you add a third. Like the fishim is zuman and the schar. We mentioned before that when you have something that's cash ready to be used, so if she brings cash into the relationship, so he has to pay back again the higher value because he's able to take it into invest it and whatever and make money, and then so whenever when he pays back, he's gonna pay back. It's gonna have a greater value. Fine. But we said fine. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said it depends where you are, right? If it's a place where you are noeg. Shenagu lefortan. What does it mean lefortan? Rashi says sheish lehen kitzvas marbeya la chalifan tamid bidinare kasef. Meaning you would go to the change place, right? And they have a, they know, my beis shall zav and my beis shall kesef. What's the change value, you know, between the two. So uber prutos lo tzav, but the schar, right? We're talking about, you know, money. So Rav Shimon Lila says it depends where you are, right? So let's go back to the Gemara now. So Rav Shimon Lila said, b'makom shenagu shul leportan shamenosan varehin b'shaven, right? If it's a place where they don't, right, transfer money, transfer, you know, gold coins, you don't take those, right? Because no one uses gold coins. That's ridiculous. You're not going to do that, right? So then, what happens to gold coins? They're kept at the same value. Why? Because the guys can't use it and invest it because it's not a regular currency, right? But if it's, but if Bakum Shaportan, so then fine. So then Ramosif, we add on because, again, it's something that's spent. Fine. So, but the question is, Rav Shimon Gamliel, ahai, right? Rav Shimon Gamliel, which part of this brisa is he talking about, right? Is he talking about the ratio of the brisa, or about the safe of the brisa, right? The ratio of the brisa was, which said, that Zahav Arei Kekasef, Zahav Arei Kekelim, that the Zahav is like Kelim, or that the Nari Zarev, Zahav are like Ksafim. Okay? What's he talking about when he says, it depends on where you are. So, Ilema Seifa, right? If you want to say that he's referring to the Seifa, meaning, which said that gold coins are treated like Kesef, right? And Shimon Gamliel says, well, it depends where you are, right? So that's what he was talking about, right? Nechalal the Tanakama Sarva, that means that, the opinion of the first voice here, right? Right? So meaning that means that Shimon Gamliel is one saying, no, look, it's only in situations where the minig is lefortam, right? but the minig is not to, then you keep the same, you keep the price, you know, shavayan, you just keep the regular price value. But that means that the other voice that's arguing with him, the Tanakama, holds that even in a place where the minig is not to use it, you're still going to have to add value, right? Bahalo nafke. Right, that doesn't make any sense because the whole point is that you're not spending the money, and so if you're not spending it, how can that be the opinion that opinion as the opinion of Tanakhama makes no sense, right? So at a lav aresha, so it must be that Rav Shimon Gamliel is talking about the resha, meaning this idea of that zav hareyu kekelim, right? And he says that's only b'makom that they actually are transferring the amounts from gold to silver. So at a lav aresha, v'hachakamai, this is what he's saying. Zav areyu kekelim, right? He's saying zav is like kelim, my kelim, kelim shal kesef, right? We assume means that zav is like silver, silver kelim that are going to be used, and the value will go down. Rishim mil omer hareyu kidinarin shal zav b'makom shenagu shelo leportan. And Rishim mil says no, they're just like gold coins in a place where they don't use them, right? They don't transfer the value of them. Meaning Shimon Gamliel is saying that even Zav is not, that Zav, like Kalim, doesn't really bother him. And they're being treated like gold, at least when it's in a makom shalo portan, right? That they don't transfer the values. So in which case, again, if you bring us back to this means, so now understanding Zav Kalim is the opposite, right? It seems to fly in the face of the way we read it before. Fine. So if that's a Rav Shimon Gamliel, now we have a problem. Or I shouldn't say now we have a problem. It's a good answer for the ones who were bothered at first that you were saying that Kesef is like, you know, that Zav is like Kalim, presumably meaning Kalim of silver. We now have an answer to explain that it can mean even Kalim of gold. So answer the Gemara, lo, we'll just finish up here. Lo la'olam aseifa, or the nafke adi etzchak. No, I'll tell you, really, Shimon Gamliel does not have to be talking about the Reisha. If he's talking about the Reisha, we have problems. So explain that he's really talking about the Seifa. And that really means that in the Seifa, that's where he says it depends if they use these coins for value or not. You know, they're transfer that money or not. Right? With the nafki adiyat chak. Right? And it's a situation where, yeah, you don't really use the gold. It's true. It's situations where you don't really use it. But you could use it if you had to, right? Like American dollars in Israel sometimes, right? Like, you know, we don't really take that. Yeah, all I have is American dollars. Okay, fine, I'll take it right now. Right? So there's really a value? Not really. But can you sometimes pay with it? Sometimes. Right. So one opinion says, look, since bottom line, I could use it if I had to, then you have to add value to it when you appraise it. People don't use money, use dollars. So you would not have to add value because it's not really used that way. And that's really what that machlokas is all about. Okay, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up.